Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the RSWM Limited Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. We have with us today from the management, Mr. Avinash Bhargava, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Surendra Gupta, VP, Legal and Company Secretary. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Before we proceed with this call, I would like to take this opportunity to remind everyone about the disclaimer related to this conference call. Today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. It must be viewed in conjunction with the risk that our business faces that could cause our future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what may be expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Avinash Bhargava for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining this call today. We have released the results today, and I'm sure that you have had a chance to review them. Coming to our business performance in domestic and international market, we continue to face the challenges in our business, especially in the spinning side. The demand for yarn has been some improvement compared to 2-3 quarters back, but we are not back to pre-pandemic levels yet. While spinning operations are running at full capacity, low demand and surplus of yarn in the market impacts our margins. In past 9 months, we discussed various issues related to excess stock, brand delaying orders, and lower demand globally. However, we see some green shoots in demand recovery from some brands are now slowly destocking and resuming their normal buying patterns. They are gradually increasing their purchases, which is a positive sign. However, overall demand is still not where it was used to be. Several factors are affecting the textile industry in last 9 months, such as higher interest rates, increased gas prices due to geopolitical issues, and elevated food inflation. These factors are impacting the discretionary demand as consumers are cautious. April imports in August 23 experienced a notable decline across major markets. In United States, imports amounted to around $8 million, marking a 25% decrease in August, marking a 25% decrease from August 22. The European Union witnessed a downturn in imports totaling to $8.2 billion, down by 23% compared to August 22. The United Kingdom recorded April imports of $1.8 billion, reflecting a 10% decrease from August 22. Japan reported April imports of $2.4 billion, showing a 14% decrease from the same period in 2022. Some signs of recovery were seen in September as the United States. April store sales for September 23 are projected to be 10% higher than September 2022. However, home furnishing store sales during the same period are anticipated to decline by 13%. Additionally, the consumer confidence index saw a decrease from 107 in September 2022 to 103 in September 2023. In the United Kingdom, apparel store sales from September 2023 reached $4.3 pound billion, marking a 2% increase compared to September 2022. In terms of exports, India's spinning industry had seen a significant drop, but it has now recovered to pre-pandemic levels. However, local consumption, particularly among knitters, denim manufacturers, weavers, and garment producers, is lower, leading to depressed yarn demand. With additional economic issues in countries such as Turkey and Egypt adding complexity, Turkey is contending with currency devaluation, while Egypt is grappling with challenges related to availability of USD. Notably, Turkey has imposed an extra 5% duty on imports. In response to these conditions, our strategic approach to exports has become more discerning. We are selectively accepting orders, particularly avoiding those with significantly negative net promoter scores, NPSs. Consequently, our export volumes have been constrained to around 2,000 metric tons, a noticeable reduction from usual 3,000 metric tons. Although there is a noticeable movement in the 100% cotton market in regions like Bangladesh, the price points for PC yarns remain unfeasible. The market is currently experiencing an oversupply of affordably priced high quality cotton yarn. Exporting commodity yarn is proving to be a challenge, as our pricing struggles to compete with counterparts from other origins such as Indonesia and Vietnam. These market dynamics necessitate a cautious and strategic approach to navigate the complexities of current export landscape. On the cotton front, the situation has been quite dynamic. Initial estimates of the cotton crop size were lower than expected, and this created concerns about cotton availability. However, the crop size eventually reached around 295 lakh bales, which is lowest in the past 15 years due to unfavorable weather conditions potentially reducing the crop size. Regarding denim, in the second quarter, the industry saw a continued decline and things got even tougher in July and August 23. However, we managed to perform relatively well compared to others in the same business. Despite low sales, our distribution partners have accumulated a large inventory because their business has slowed down by almost 40%. The unorganized market also faced challenges, as everyone was operating as reduced capacity due to sluggish retail activity and cautious behavior from both dealers and brands. We at LNJ have maintained our sale volume through strong sales strategy, partnership with our customers, and product innovations. Domestic brands are also grappling with excessive inventory, which are making them take a cautious approach due to the slow retail market. They have placed smaller orders for the next season, and the volumes are much lower compared to previous seasons. It's like they are adjusting their existing inventory due to pricing pressure. Brands are turning to tier 2 mills that offer lower prices. Payment delays are another concern in the secondary market, with the average payment period stretching to around 180 days for our dealers. However, we have managed to set our own terms and keep payment delay in check. With only a few exceptions, we are able to collect more than 197 crore in Q2 against sales of rupees 194 crores. The aging of overdue payments remained under control, with only 6.22 outstanding for more than 90 days. Coming lastly to NITS, the current state of market is marked by some uncertainty with yarn prices fluctuating on daily basis. However, it's worth noting that the domestic market remains robust and Indian brands are showing strong demand by placing orders with strict delivery schedules. Buyers are now paying close attention to timely deliveries and are enforcing penalties for the delays. As a result, lead times are progressively getting shorter as brands opt for just-in-time production to minimize inventory buildup. Challenges persist in both the knitting and dyeing processes for polyfilament-based fabric qualities. To address these issues, we have made strategic acquisitions of imported polyfilament yarns and a specially developed polyfilament yarn known as Alliance from Reliance, designed to mitigate the Barre effect. Our team is diligently working on sampling and quality checks, and we have taken the proactive steps of engaging machine technicians to ensure precise settings. We are pleased to share that we have secured nominations from prominent brands like Benetton and Puma, and we are actively pursuing a nomination from Adidas. In the case of Benetton, we have already begun receiving regular monthly orders ranging from 25 to 30 metric tons to their vendors. With Puma, they have placed a significant order of 10 metric tons in their standard quality, channeled through their vendor. We are in process of obtaining approval after submitting samples that utilize imported filament. To conclude overall market scenario, international brands have concerns about inflation, the fear of recession, and inventory levels, while the first two concerns persist. Inventory levels have largely normalized across the supply chain, boosting demand. We are witnessing increasing demand from the US, UK, Europe, and Japan. The Indian retail market is also expected to pick up as the festive and marriage season, which was delayed, has now begun. Many brands are adopting a China plus one strategy due to concerns about sourcing from China, and China is benefiting from this shift. Additionally, sustainability products practices are in focus, and we at RSWM are integration and ready. With given capabilities, it gives natural advantage. We anticipate that Q3 will show further improvement in capacity utilization compared to Q2, and H2 is expected to be better than H1. Especially in the international market, sequentially, we anticipate posting better numbers in upcoming quarters. Coming to financial, for the September quarter, RSWM reported total sales of 1,007 crore, up quarter-on-quarter basis. Net loss for the period stood at 15 crore from 33 crore last quarter, as last year, financial year 23, was an exceptional year in the history of textile industry. Post that, we faced a lot of challenges, which we have discussed earlier. So it's better to look at our performance on QOQ basics to get clear picture on how we are navigating and overcoming challenges. Our company current debt equity level is 0.5x after the rights issue declared last year. We used it to strengthen our balance sheet. Our cash stands at 11 crore. On our expansion plans, we are very selective and at the right time and value. We will take necessary steps which will help the company in long run. So we will be very selective about making those decisions. Our resolve remains steadfast as we pursue our enduring objectives, which encompasses expanding our product range, improving our financial stability, and discovering more efficient methods to enhance our earnings. We appreciate the dedication and hard work of our team and believe that our positive outlook and commitment will lead to even greater success in the future. We will keep working hard and aiming for the best as we pursue our goals together. We are also thankful to our shareholders for their continued support and commitment to our shared vision. With this, I would like to open floor for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. First question is from the line of Abhijit Wakmare from Value Growth Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Congratulations on the good numbers.
Thank you so much.
Sir, I have a couple of questions. One of the opportunities that opened for us in the UAE and Australia, FTAs essentially. So any thoughts on that?
FTA, recently the government of India has completed 13 FTA. And recent FTA with UK is going to benefit India as far as textile is concerned.
Okay. So looking at the current scenario of challenges, what are management thoughts for next 3 to 4 quarters? And how we can manage to bring growth in the company?
We feel that textile sector will grow exponentially in the second half of financial year 24. Trends will be driven by changing consumer preferences, government initiatives, technological advancements, and global trends.
Okay.
Increased export opportunities because of Make in India and Atmanirbhar Bharat will also give a boost. Rising demand for sustainable textile, because everyone is asking for sustainable textile like cotton, linen, and you can say fabric manufactured from recycled polyester staple fiber. Digital transformation is coming. AI and all are not stories. They are converting into results. E-commerce boom, government support, and lastly, focus on value-added products by RSWM will certainly lead to a good growth in H2.
Understood, sir. What is the current situation of NITS and how are the order inflows and how are we planning to scale up?
Our production capacity is around 85% utilized.
Okay.
And we have good order, like we have already communicated that there are good orders from Benetton, Puma, and Adidas.
And how are we planning to scale up?
How we are trying to scale up?
Yeah.
In terms of top line or bottom line?
In terms of orders.
Okay. We are pushing towards export orders, which is recently recent past, which is not happening recently because of this Egypt and Turkey issues, and secondly, recent Israel and Hamas issues also. We are pushing towards export orders, that we should get more and more orders from overseas countries, and for that, we are strengthening our export team.
Okay. And what is the current CapEx requirement for FY24?
As such, there are no projects in pipeline.
Okay.
We have deferred for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Except these modernization CapEx, which we need on case-to-case basis or plant-to-plant basis.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Co. Please go ahead.
Namaskar, sir. And thank you for a very detailed introduction, sir. It gives us a understanding of the scenario, current scenario, business trends, and lot of aspects in a very detailed fashion. So please continue with this exercise. And we have observed this in the LNG group, sir, itself. In HEG also, we find the same about the sector and all. So thank you firstly for that. Sir, if you could give us some color on how our profitability is going to shape up dip now. We are in the month of November. So how has the first month of this quarter been, and how are the orders and the deliverables currently for Q3 and onwards? What is the visibility? As you have already mentioned, that plants are running at higher utilization levels, but the margins have been squeezed. So if you could give some more color, that would suffice.
So frankly speaking, October month is not very good.
Okay, sir.
But we expect good orders or good dispatches in the month of November and December because of festive season and winter season.
But as you were mentioning that utilization levels are higher and the demand is there, when I say utilization levels can only be higher if there is
utilization of the plant is at optimum level. But as we have already mentioned, that there is a 33% downfall from 3,000 metric ton to 2,000 metric ton, we have the exports, and therefore there is 33%. Exports are down by 33% in case of RSW. And it is not happening. It is not happening only with RSW. It is happening with everyone.
For the first half, what is our export number, sir? Out of the total sale, what is the export mix?
It was around export for RSWM
Yes, sir.
Give me one minute.
Yes, sir. And sir, going forward for the export order booking, what is the visibility there also, sir?
Export order booking for Q4 should be good. But as far as Q3 is concerned, it will be more or less same as it was in Q2.
Okay, and what number if you have?
I will give you a breakup of this export in Q1 and Q2.
Yes, please.
One minute.
Also, you provide me with the debt numbers, sir. Also, what is our current net debt number and the cost of fund?
Please repeat your question.
Sir, I was looking for the net debt number. What is the net debt number and cost of borrowing? And also for this NAF, for H2, what is the...
somewhere around 7%. Net cost of borrowing is somewhere around 7% after taking into this these government incentives.
Right, sir. And so the government incentive part, it is through the road tape route only that we are able to realize the same?
Pardon? I could not hear you.
Sir, I was seeking an answer for the government incentives. They are realizable through the road tape route?
Government incentive, I mean to say, this is an interest intervention by state government.
Okay. So that is lying receivable in our account, or it is the net charge only at the lower rate? So there is no receivable as such?
The amount which was receivable from government has been realized for the period up to 30th June 23. So there is no outstanding.
Okay, sir. And the net debt number in absolute
whatever eligible claim was there, it has been realized for the period till 30th of June 23.
Okay, sir. Correct. And the net debt number, sir?
Net debt number is somewhere around 600 CR.
600. And for the next half, sir, what is the maturity, current maturity, the amount payable?
Next year it will be around 100
crore is payable next year.
Yes.
And for the next half, sir, for the financial year 31st March 24, how much is the receivable? What is our current maturity payable?
I can share you the year-wise repayable amount.
Yes, please, sir.
For one year it is around 100 CR.
Okay.
For next year, I mean to say, for next 12 months.
Next 12 months is 100 CR.
Yes.
Okay, and then the records, after that, you have the entire data with you?
We have, but it will not make any sense because...
No, yes, sir, it is okay. 100 crore is the current maturity, right, sir? Fine.
We are talking about current maturity only.
Yes, sir. Okay, sir. When you get the export number, break up, you kindly share. I'll again join the queue, sir. Yes, sir. I'm done, sir. I will join the queue now. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Nitin Gandhi from InQuest. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Can you share some thoughts on margin specifically? Because if the utilization still remains at 85% for next half, where do we see margin lending? Is there any scope to improve them?
We can take an example of, we can take the contribution of yarn prices, whatever you like. Whether I should explain the yarn price or contribution, whatever you like.
As you please, sir.
So I will take yarn prices for 130 cotton yarn and 230 PV yarn. Right? Hello?
Please go ahead, sir.
Yes. So in case of 130 cotton yarn, the price in June 22, it was 360 rupees per kg, and it is reducing continuously. The yarn price as of now is around 250 per kg, 130 cotton, and if we will go for 230 PV yarn, it was 233 per kg in June 22, which is now around 190 per kg. So there is the price realization of yarn at 130 cotton yarn or 230 PV yarn is continuously reducing. There is some slight improvement in the month of October, but we have to witness for October and November and December together. And if we will go for contribution at 130 cotton yarn, yes, it has been improved from June 22 to October 23 or September 23. In June 22, at 130 cotton, the contribution was negative by around rupees 15, which is improved in September 23 to rupees 36 a kg, and in October again it has reduced to rupees 28 per kg. If we will go for 230 PV yarn, the contribution was positive in June 22 at rupees 78, which is now rupees 57 in October 23. So, if we will see all figures together, there is an improvement in 130 cotton yarn as far as contribution is concerned, but as far as 230 PV yarn is concerned, there is deterioration in prices, deterioration in contribution from, by rupees around 20. From 78 to 57, it is 21 rupees.
Sir, would we should we move to the next question?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Navneet Paya, who is an investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, I just wanted to know your utilization. Is it 85% across all the three segments, fabric, denim, knits, as well as yarn, or is it different across the segments?
Please repeat your question.
Your plant utilization, is it 85% across all your divisions, which is fabric?
No. I have explained this 85% for knits only. Otherwise, other plants are being, other plants' utilization is full.
It's 100%. So yarn and denim is at 100%.
These are working at their optimum capacity.
All right. And this includes your newly commissioned yarn capacity, cotton yarn capacity, which you commissioned in September?
Give me 1 minute for some other work, please. I will take your question. Yes, please.
So your yarn capacity utilization of 100%, does it include your newly commissioned capacity in cotton yarn, which got commissioned in September?
Yes, this newly commissioned this 52,000 spindles kapas has been started in September only, and it has started working on 25th September only, and it is being used at its full capacity.
Oh, okay. So yarn, including that, you are at full capacity, 100%.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mr. Saket, are you there? I'm just communicating this export and domestic breakup. Total turnover is 1908 for H1 23-24, out of which 500 CR is export and rest 1400 is domestic. This is the breakup of export and domestic both.
Yes, sir. Mr. Saket Kapoor is in the queue. One moment, please.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mr. Saket, you had inquired about total
the
revenue
mix, sir. Yes, sir.
Export and domestic.
Yes.
Total revenue for H1 is 1908, out of which export was 507 and domestic was 1402.
Okay, sir. And sir, when we look at H2, in terms of the order booking for export, how are the exports shaping up? Do we have visibility for a quarter in terms of our export revenue, and also in terms of margin, how are the EBITDA margin for the export segment? What are our EBITDA margin?
EBITDA margin for export, export is not working well as of now. So, EBITDA margin for domestic and export. If we compare the EBITDA margin for domestic and export, domestic market, EBITDA margin are better.
Okay, then can you provide the comparison?
But no one can say that when order booking for Christmas and all will be there, it will be better.
No, sir, in percentage terms, can you differentiate
what is the percentage for export and for domestic?
No, right now I don't have that data.
Okay, sir. Sir, as our earlier participant was mentioning about the new capacity, sir, is this any differentiating capacity in terms of, as it is mentioned, that the 51,000 spindle at Lodha Banswara has commenced? So, does it have any differentiating factor in terms of any value-added yarn, or how is it different from our existing capacity? As you have mentioned that this is a premium product, so in any higher margins or value at when pricing, it has differentiating pricing than the existing yarn.
Yes, this has been branded as kapas, and the quality of this yarn, we claim that it is better. Based that, we are getting higher prices than the normal yarn produced by us or being produced by other competitors. We are getting better price.
Okay. Sir, when you are mentioning that our plants are running at optimum level and for production side we are at full, that means there is consumption. There is no problem with consumption. It is only the pricing part.
We are not getting the value addition because of sluggish demand in the market, or you can say the cost is not being transferred, or we are not able to transfer the cost to the consumer. If you will see that our business is B2B, not B2C.
Okay, sir.
And the manufacturers which has which are having B2C sales, they are getting good profits. But since we are at B2B, we are not able to transfer the prices to the market. Because after this reduction in raw material cost and all, which the businesses are asking for reduction in prices, whereas in case of B2C, they have not reduced the prices, and we have to reduce the prices in the current scenario.
Okay, sir. So can you throw some more light on how the raw material prices, price trends have been? And for the raw material basket, sir, the cost of material consumed stands at 582 crore for the quarter. So what are the key component, cotton percentage and any other component also?
Our ratio is 60-40. In PV and cotton, 60% is PV yarn and 40% is cotton yarn.
Okay.
If we will, you have asked about fiber prices trend. The PSF price is more or less same from September 22 to September 23. And if we will go by VSF prices, it was 185 rupee a kg in the month of September 22. Which is currently at rupees 156 per kg. And if you will take cotton, for September 22, the prices of cotton were rupees 282 per kg, which is now rupees 176 per kg. And
right.
If we will take the per candy price, it was running around 80 to 85,000 per candy in September 22, and now it has reduced to around 56-57,000 per candy.
And sir, what is the likely trend for the availability of the cotton crop
in the price trends going ahead? What's the understanding?
My understanding for that is the whatever price was to be reduced in case of cotton, it has been reduced. Now, after November, it should go up.
It is in terms of the inventory that you are coming to a conclusion that lower inventory.
No. I am talking about prices of cotton per candy or per kg, whatever.
Yes.
It will go up.
Okay. What factors will enable the prices to go up?
I feel that the government will try to try. Not let it go below than MSP.
Correct, sir.
That's the only reason.
Okay.
And you know that it's my own perception. No one can anticipate about cotton. Cotton behavior in last year, you have seen that where it was and where it is now.
Correct, sir. And lastly, on the power and fuel front, sir, if you could comment, sir, how are these variables behaving and the trends here? Because I think the power and fuel has prices, but the line item has remained on the higher side only. So how will this line item behave going ahead? And what steps are we taking to improve the power and fuel cost impact on our P&L?
You know that power is not in our control because we have to be dependent on either on DISCOMs, State Electricity Board, or solar or our thermal plant. The cost of coal prices or regulatory conditions are not allowing us to run these plants on coal-based thermal power plants. Cost-wise, per unit cost in case of thermal is very high. And power cuts in Rajasthan is frequent. So, power cost is not in our control, and it is also a reason that power cost in case of Rajasthan remains to be very high. Power cost is around 12%. If you will analyze the cost structure, the material cost remains to be around 64%, and the manpower cost, power and fuel, both are around 12%, and again other expenses are around 10%. Power cost is not in our control.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question of our question and answer session. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, everyone, for joining the call today. We continue to navigate ourselves from headwinds of domestic and international economic conditions. The outlook for long term will remain intact, giving us the high visibility for growth. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you all a happy Diwali and prosperous New Year. We look forward to interacting once again next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you. On behalf of RSWM Limited, we would like to formally conclude this Q2 and H1 FY24 earnings conference call. We extend our warm wishes for a very joyful Diwali and a prosperous New Year. We sincerely appreciate your participation in this event, and we kindly request that you now disconnect your lines. Thank you for your time and engagement.